You know the beautiful mass-produced tomatoes you can buy at the grocery store? You can drop one and it'll bounce back unharmed, but it doesn't taste like much. Now in greenhouses, small farms, and research plots across the Pacific Northwest, there's a flavor renaissance afoot. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports conventional breeding is being used to create tastier and more colorful veggies.
Restaurant chef Andrew Mace takes inventory in the walk-in cooler long before the first guests show up in the snug dining room of Le Pigeon in Portland.
Leeks. Parsnips, leeks, yeah. Turnips, first of the year asparagus.
Mace says diners should notice a transition from winter to spring vegetables this month. Longer term, he's hoping for another transition to vegetables that taste better. Take the eggplant.
You know, how cool would it be if they could selectively breed that eggplant skin to be thinner or to be more edible or not as chewy or, you know, something like that.
Mace works in a high-end restaurant, but he says everybody wants the same thing by the time it's on their plate.
Something that's not compromised for storability or shape or disease resistance. It's all about the flavor, and it's a more pure flavor.
That's what he asked plant breeders for, and he may get more of what he's after this year. That's because more than 100 Northwest breeders, farmers, chefs, and seed growers are collaborating on more flavorful vegetable varieties, some with more vitamins, too. Oregon State University plant breeder Jim Myers says this isn't some miracle of genetic engineering.
What I do is conventional breeding, or traditional breeding, if you will. There's plenty of genetic variation out there for us to work with.
Myers' lab in Corvallis cross-pollinates related plants with desired traits. The plan is to select the best of the results for commercialization. OSU has already released trademark tomato varieties with names such as Indigo Rose and Indigo Cherry Drops. Those deep purple fruits contain higher levels of nutrition. Myers says his next release may be a mild habanero pepper. He gathers his team together in the warm greenhouse for a taste test of multicolored pickled peppers.
They're all good.
I'll take an in-between color here, and we're just going to eat them straight. Mmm. Very tasty. There is a little bit of kick, but it's not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. My mouth's not burning. It has, you know, kind of a little bit of smokiness almost.
It's much more floral of a flavor than your regular roasted red pepper.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, a research coordinator with Myers started the Culinary Breeding Network to connect breeders around the region with consumers, such as chefs. The network's director says the aim is to create the heirloom plants of tomorrow. Another phrase tossed around is designer vegetables. An Idaho Statesman columnist labeled some of it this year's garden fad. Nursery co-owner Alice Doyle says the Pacific Northwest is a hotbed of what she calls artisan vegetable breeding.
There are artisan breeders and seed companies that have sprung up all over the place.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Doyle runs the wholesale nursery Loghouse Plants near Cottage Grove, Oregon.
This is Bill and Travis.
Hi, Bill.
They're planting.
Planting is in full swing in the company's greenhouses, in part using some of the novel regionally tailored seed varieties developed recently. Wrap your head around starts like mint vanilla quinoa and lacinato rainbow kale.
Its main thrust is the focus on taste.
Doyle says some of the new vegetable varieties with dialed up flavor and nutrition are available in seed catalogs and independent garden centers now. Others, like special parsley's, Asian greens, and that mild habanero pepper, are still being refined. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.